K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. Another PPBD edition of the show coming right at you here, folks. All things K-State Athletics coming to you once again on this Thursday. We're recording this here prior to the men's game, basketball game against Kansas City, November 17, 2022. Focusing on soccer in the classroom, folks. As K-State's women's soccer placed a program high 6 student-athletes on the 2022 College Sports Communicators Academic All-District. First team, I think that's All-District 7. I could be wrong on that, but we're going to say All-District first team. We're going to roll with that here on the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. Here, 6 student-athletes from K-State, including the seniors Aaliyah L. Nagar, Bailey Nemechek, Kaylee Thornhill, and another senior Marissa Weichel. Also, her sister Maddie Weichel made it. Junior will be coming back, and Elena Wehrmeyer, the goalkeeper, who's also a junior. This was the first career all-academic, career academic all-district honor for all of them. So. Huge. I mean, we talk about this here at least twice a year since the Pro Project Podcast started. It's very impressive for all student athletes, whether it is soccer, volleyball, football, to get the highest achievement off in the classroom. And 6 of these young ladies did a tremendous job of getting that done and being part of the College Sports Communicators Academic All-District First Team there. This year, El Nagar, let's just recap it real quick. Aaliyah El Nagar, a defender from Mason, Ohio, played 13 matches and 9 starts and 822 minutes of action this season. 3 shots, 2 on goal. Nemechek, we talked about here quite a bit this year here at the Pearl Project Podcast. Bailey Nemechek from Fort Collins, Colorado, played in all 19 matches this year, started 14 of them. Logged in over 1,000 minutes played. She tallied a goal this year and an assist with 7 total shots, including 4 on goal. Obviously, the next one, Kaylee Thornhill from Lenexa, Kansas. For those of you who don't know, established new career high season highs for minutes played, over 1,000. Match played 18 and started all 18 of those matches that she started in. 14 shots. On goal, yeah, shots 14, shots on goal were 15, assists with 3. She tied her career high for goals of the season with 2, and as she scored for the second straight season against KU. Maddie Weichel, defender from Papillion, Nebraska, played in and started 19 matches as well. She was one of 3 K-State field players to register 1,500 or more minutes of action. Weichel carded 9 shots, and 2 of those were on goal. That was her younger sister. Here, Marissa Weichel, another Pavilion, Nebraska. Obviously, we're talking about the Weichel sisters here. She played in all 19 matches. She did start majority of those with 14 starts. Logged in over 900 minutes of action while seeing time at forward, midfield, and at defender. She recorded 1 goal this year, 14 shots, including 6 on goal. Maddie, Marissa Weichel last year had a big year last year, and this was kind of a disappointment on the field. There, I was looking for more from her, especially her coming off of a season like she did last year, leading this team in goals. There, she had a definite down year, but in the classroom, no. Getting it done as well. So, got on the list as well. And then, Elena Wehrmeyer, which we're going to see back next year. Goalkeeper from a place where I lived before moving back here to Manhattan, Blue Springs, Missouri. Set a number of school records during the 2022 season, including career matches played at the goal spot. 42 in a career. Career starts 41. Career minutes over 3,500 minutes played. Career wins with 11. Career saves, she has 207. career shutouts now with 10 after another K-State soccer season in the books for Wehrmeyer, tying the school records for wins in a season with 6 matches played and started in goal in a season, started all 18 as well this year. And of course, K-State ended its 7th season of soccer action, making it to its first ever Big 12 Soccer Championship Tournament and tying the school record for wins in a season with 6 as well. And for what it's worth there as well, me and Alex have talked about it and maybe kind of joked around during his weekly podcast this fall semester before, really on Alex's front, that Coach Mike Domini was on the hot seat there. And look, man, this, again, I talked about this at length with the volleyball team and again with the soccer team. The individual talent is there, but just at times this year, you saw, well, the team this year was just getting shut out. No offense, no consistent offense whatsoever. But again, you know, that defense has been legit, was legit all year long, but they just weren't consistent offensively there as well, which really cost them games there. So is the difference of, you know, not playing number one seeded Texas in the tournament there, or getting somebody else to play in the first round and maybe try to move on from that? But hey, you know, you try to learn these things every year. So it'll be interesting to see next year what K-State soccer does. And they've already got a couple of recruits signed, but committed. Or I know one player who signed, or two players, not known personally, but I've seen across the social media platforms and maybe a couple articles here and there that signed as well. So definitely K-State soccer making history, getting to their first ever Big 12 postseason tournament, but falling to the number one seed there as well. But bigger news off the field, though, 6 K-State women's soccer ladies making on to this prestigious award here, the College Sports Communicators Academic All-District First Team. This was announced a couple of days ago, back on Tuesday morning. Again, Aaliyah Elnagar, Bailey Nemechek, Kaylee Thornhill, Maddie Weichel, Marissa Weichel, and Elena Wehrmeyer were your fellow cats to make it on there. So congratulations to all for getting it done in the classroom here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, which is the only K-State podcast that posts daily content, you might want to get on that right now, including Saturday and Sundays as well. So make sure you're on that. But if you haven't listened to us all semester long, or you've been in and out, or this is your first time, thank you for your support for the Purple Project Podcast and listening. And make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, and make sure you add it again to the family, Kansas State family, a podcast network. There's several shows, podcasts out there that you have to listen to, including the 3 Mod Pod and others as well. Bosco Boys is a good one as well, and a few more out there as well. Not going to name them all. Not right at the moment anyways, as we about to end this daily podcast as well. Again, 6 K-State women's soccer players elected to the 2022 College Sports Communicators Academic All-District First Team back on Tuesday. Again, K-State, stay tuned, K-State Nation, stay tuned for more K-State coverage this weekend. And we're approaching another weekend here in November. Obviously, the holidays are also around the corner as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. A lot more coverage of K-State coming up this weekend.